You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show. My name is Charles Rose Jr., and we focus on breaking through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. Usually, we have William Palmer, my amazing co-host, with me on these episodes, but he unfortunately couldn't be here today, but we'll see you on the next one. And today's episode, our guests will be talking about the hot crypto market that many are talking about right now, including President Trump. He will also mention how he got started and how, for the first time in history, you can beat the banks and large companies in getting in early on these technology investments to build generational wealth. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Rose Jr. and William Palmer.
Hi, everyone. It's Charles Rose Jr. with Breakthrough Investor, where we help you break through that next level as an investor. Usually, we have my amazing co-host, William Palmer, on the show, but he had some things he needed to take care of with his family and couldn't be here today. So he just wanted you all to know that he misses you all and he'll be back on the next one. But today, man, I'm super excited because there are some people that you meet in life and you never talk to them again. Maybe you had a good moment or maybe it was just an okay moment. But there are some people where when the minute you start talking to them, it's life changing. It almost seems like, you know, that person is a friend or a brother, you know, that you have and didn't know. You know, it feels like, you know, I feel like I know you somewhere. Well, that guy, I'm so glad that I'm able to bring him on the show because I went to a conference earlier this year. So Dustin is the founder of Master Passive Income and the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference and this podcast network or a group of podcasts. So Dustin and I was at this conference in Dallas, Texas, and, you know, we were doing some networking and meeting people. Well, I ran into this awesome guy and his team. We started talking. I didn't quite know, you know, what they invested in. Most people at the conference invested in real estate. So the guy, he started talking about crypto. I was like, oh my gosh, what did you say? Crypto? Dude, I love crypto. I'm a crypto investor. Like, as crypto investors, crypto is being more known more and more, but it's still unknown by many, or people heard of crypto, don't know what it is. So we just like literally started talking like our crypto talk, talking about the crypto market, how we got started. It was just amazing. Like, so Dustin, you know, saw me talking to them and literally left me at the networking event. Like, we were there until like 1 or 2 a.m. in the middle of the night. So I had an amazing time with him, he and his team. So I'm just super excited to bring him on the show because this is our first crypto guest on the show. And he's going to share with you some insights into the crypto market to help you build some generational wealth. He is a crypto tech investor and educator. He educates communities on digital asset transitions. He and his company, they help you, and his team, they help you navigate crypto, and their company is called Navigating Crypto. So he is an awesome person at that company, and he's going to share with you some insights that you haven't heard of anywhere else, and he's going to help you set up yourself to build some generational wealth. So without further ado, I'm just so excited to bring him on the show. Travis Pitch, what's up, brother? How are you doing today?
What's up, Mr. Charles? I'm doing amazing, feeling blessed. I just want to, first of all, I want to give it back to you, sir, because like you said, there's some moments that you may meet people in life and you feel like they're, you know, you had a good moment, you met them at a business event, you met them at a conference, and, you know, you did a business deal and you moved on. But, you know, we didn't even do a deal. We just met and we connected, and it was just an instant, felt like brother, like you said. And it was just, you know, like you said, you don't normally stay out at those networking events too late at, you know, the meetups. And we were there. We closed the restaurant down. It was a great time. And so I'm super, super excited to join you on your podcast. And I just thank you for the invite.
Oh, man. The pleasure is mine to have you on here, man. This has been brewing for a while. And I think the timing is really good because I think crypto is getting a lot of attention right now. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't even know what it is and the technology behind it. So I'm happy for you to unpack that because, man, I heard you explain it to some people at the conference and I'm like, man, like, yes, what he said. He knows exactly what to say. But before we get into some of those, you know, technical stuff, man, I'm sure our listeners want to hear more about you. So tell us more about how you get started on your investing journey, man. What made you want to do it?
Yes, sir. So it was actually during COVID, you know, that I got interested in investing. I have a background as a union electrician. I was in the electrical union in Chicago. And so it was literally, I literally finished my fifth year of my apprenticeship and I got my freshly minted journeyman card. And I was, you know, excited to go on the road and, you know, take my electrical skills on the road across the country. And then COVID hit and I did not work 1 hour as a journeyman electrician. Our union, they gave us the opportunity to apply for unemployment if we felt unsafe going to the job site, if we had kids or if we had, you know, older family living with us at that time, or if we just felt unsafe. So, you know, I saw that as a tremendous opportunity. And, you know, I just said, you know what, I'm feeling unsafe. It was an opportunity. You know, I was actually making considerably more my salary because Trump, he boosted the unemployment and my union boosted our supplemental unemployment that's designed to, you know, kind of pad the loss of when you're on unemployment. You know, as a construction worker, as a union worker, you could often find yourself on unemployment because, you know, when a job site finishes, then, you know, there's no work for a couple months. And so our union, it was always really great with, you know, helping us with that supplemental benefit. So it's like, we're still making our 40 hours, even if we are out of work. Mm-hmm. So we're still getting paid throughout the year, our full salary. So it was, you know, our union was really great with that. But, you know, during that transition during COVID, where everyone was kind of at home, free time on their hands. In some cases, you know, they found themselves unemployed. Most people were finding ways to try and invest.
Yeah.
That's exactly the process that I found myself in. You know, I was at home and I had, you know, money burning a hole in my pocket and a lot of free time. So, you know, I actually got involved in a network marketing company that was specializing in foreign exchange currency trading. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, started trading foreign exchange. And the funny thing is that my first time trading in the market, I actually, you know, I took about $1,000 just, you know, casually trying to wet my feet in the market and was able to turn that $1,000 into just under $4,000.
Really? That's awesome. That's phenomenal, man.
Yeah. Wow. So the thing is, the cool thing about it is it only took me 8 minutes to do it.
No way.
Yeah, we were doing 1 minute trades, binary options, high frequency options. And so we did a trade in the morning and a trade at night. And I went 7 out of 8 in 4 days. So in 8 minutes, I was able to, you know, grow my investment to $4,000. And so, you know, my mind stretched after that because I think it was about like $25,000 or something like that an hour. Mm-hmm. And I was only making about, you know, $90,000 an hour or a year, you know? So my mind stretched at that point and I was like, okay, what am I doing? First of all, as a union electrician, and why am I not doing this?
Yeah. Wow. That is amazing, man. So that right there was kind of like an eye opener for you, right? To see that, you know, I am just limiting myself with this job, you know, and it was probably a good union job, you know, making, you know, a decent amount of money, you know, but when you saw how much money you could make and build wealth in this other space, so that, would you say that kind of opened your eye to start looking into crypto next? Like, what was that journey into crypto?
Yeah, like I said, I was involved in a network marketing company and it was, you know, there was a lot of opportunities within that company as far as like the network of people. Funny story about me is I used to actually hang out with some celebrity musicians. Nice. And in Chicago, these guys are pretty famous. And the guys in the company that I met, they were fans of this group of musicians. And so when they found out that I knew them, then I was that guy. So I was, you know, on the inside, I was getting the information from the right wealthy people, and they were crypto investors. You know, they were in the foreign exchange, you know, trading the stock market. It was a stock market foreign exchange company, but there was kind of a small niche of crypto investors And those are the people that introduced me to it. So, you know, I started small. I put $2,000 into XRP. And about 3 months later, that turned into $10,000.
Wow. That is amazing. So, man, I'm going to back up just a little bit, man, because some listeners are listening right now and don't even know what crypto is, what XRP is. Can you give a quick, I know you're an awesome quick educator and y'all educate so many of your clients and help them build massive wealth. Can you give a quick breakdown on what crypto is and also what XRP is for our listeners?
Yes, sir. So as far as what crypto is, we're just going through an evolution of technology where, you know, data and the way that it's stored and transferred is, you know, evolving. We're going from a paper-based society to a digital-based society. And so the advantages of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology is there's increased efficiency in transactions. There is increased speed in transactions. There is a cheaper cost for transactions, as well as transparency for things like real estate, titles, and car titles. There is a trackable record of every sale that occurs. And so that can limit the fraud that occurs in asset sales.
That makes sense. And just to kind of attest to what you're saying about like making the transactions cheaper, because I really want our listeners to really like, you know, understand how this helps. It's so much more than the cheaper transactions, but just practically for some of them, right? So I have family living in the Bahamas and the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, I send money to family. My wife and I, we do that. So just to send money through wire, through your bank, yeah, it's about $60 at my bank to send. And then they also have to pay to receive the money in their account too. So there's on both ends, right? And then if I want to send it through a service like Western Union, depending on the amount that you're sending, it could also be anywhere from $8 to $60 or whatever. Could even be more the more you're sending, right? With Western Union. But with crypto, it's zero. I send it on networks like Solana, which is, you know, a whole nother network to get into, right? I believe it's a layer one network. So I sent money through Solana and it was completely free. So I could send money to my family completely free and fast, way faster than banks. So the wire could take a couple of days. And sometimes it took weeks, like if, you know, it was flagged for something, maybe the note was not good enough, you know, and sometimes it's returned and you have to send it back. So sometimes that can happen. Western Union is pretty quick usually, but then sometimes it could take a couple of days, or sometimes, you know, they have to drive to the place to get it. But then with crypto, they get the money like in less than a minute, which is mind blowing. So I just wanted to kind of like give like a practical example, Travis. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you know, we're just friends talking. So you can continue, man.
Of course. So as far as like transactional network, you wanted me to give a breakdown of XRP. Mm-hmm. So the cool thing about XRP is, like Charles said, it is actually pretty much free to transact. You can send it for a fraction of the penny anywhere in the world. And like Charles said, it will be in their account ready for them to be able to spend within a minute or two, which is, you know, very, very powerful, especially if you have family in places like Charles said. He has family in the Bahamas. Depending on the area and the corridor of payment where you're sending a wire, things can take weeks, you know, as well as the cost can be hundreds of dollars. So imagine you're only sending a couple hundreds of dollars and you have to spend a couple more hundreds of dollars to do that. Then that's very, very, very inconvenient, especially, you know, when your family really needs the money and they need to get their hands on it at that moment. You know, the options just are not that great at this time. So there is an inclusivity that is, you know, coming from crypto in the banking world. And that's honestly one of the biggest things that the blockchain is helping address.
I love it, man. That's so good, man. And so, man, like why crypto, man? Like so many people, they can put their money in real estate, stocks, gold, you know, bonds, you name it. There's a list of different investment, oil. So why do you think crypto is one of the best assets that people can invest in right now to build generational wealth?
Well, I mean, so you just have to look at the history of technology and technology investors. Overall, most people have had skepticism when new technology comes onto the market. And so you can look at the history of the internet, where companies like Apple Amazon, Google. These companies, when internet regulations formed and, you know, it was accepted that this internet thing, you know, you had Bill Gates going on, you know, mainstream media outlets like Jay Leno and those type of things. And they were asking him questions and the audience was just kind of laughing at this guy, you know, and they didn't really understand what was really going on. And so the reason why crypto is because when I got invested into it and my first $2,000 went to $10,000 in 3 months, you know, that was my first time really investing in an asset. And so when that happened, I was like, wow, what is this technology? You know, what is actually going on? And so I was able to start, you know, researching. And like I said, I had some wealthy investors that I was getting really great information from, because ultimately there's something that I have a saying, and it goes like this, you know, who are you listening to? You know, who are you listening to? Are you listening to someone that you would ultimately want to trade places with in that thing that you're doing? So, you know, at that moment, you know, I definitely had that. And so I was able to get the right information and understand the revolution that's actually happening. And it's not just about, you know, wire transfers or, you know, sending money. It's so much bigger. It's about data. And the thing is that data is our new oil. It's a resource. You can see if you go on a website and you try to do anything on any internet, they're asking you for your email. They're asking you for your phone number. They're asking you for all kinds of information about yourself. And that is a powerful resource because, you know, companies are using this to try and track your movements, to effectively advertise to you more effectively, and, you know, market. And that's ultimately, you know, what everyone is trying to do is market more effectively, advertise more effectively, because that's how we feed our families.
Yeah, that's so true, man. It's so amazing the things you could do with this, you know, with crypto and the technology and wealth building. And so just, you know, put it more in practical terms, how can someone get into crypto and make money with it? And, you know, and do feel free to share some of the strategies that your company Navigating Crypto use to help people build wealth.
Yeah, sure. So one of the biggest things that I do is I navigate through crypto. It's called crypto Twitter. You know, Twitter has different sections in it. And, you know, a lot of people call it FinTwit, financial Twitter. So I have a habit of surfing the internet all day long. And I've done that to where I'm able to discern the types of announcements. Because the thing is, if you wait for a, you know, mainstream media outlet to post about financial information, you're going to be too late, because the speed of information is how relevant it is. And, you know, when a company, majority of big companies, they make their announcements on Twitter or they make their announcements on LinkedIn. A lot of what I've noticed is that the banks and the financial institutions, they will make their announcements on their websites, but a lot of them will make their collaborations and their partnership announcements on LinkedIn. And so when those announcements and those partnerships come out on, you know, LinkedIn or on Twitter, that is, you know, some of the best ways to invest in an asset, whether it be a stock or a crypto. And you can get those announcements by following the CEOs, following the executives, following, you know, the actual company page of this, you know, investment that you're potentially looking to invest in. And so when you get those announcements, especially within crypto, because it's such a new asset class, it's an emerging asset. And because it's so new, you're seeing world firsts happen where big companies like Microsoft and Apple are making these announcements about crypto companies that they're essentially partnering with. Mm-hmm. And so when people find out that, you know, let me ask you a question, Charles. Are you recording this on an Apple device?
I sure am.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's my point, is that, you know, when you see a company like Apple, who has market share, is, you know, making an announcement about using crypto for, you know, one of the first ways and the first types of, you know, things that they're doing in crypto, that is one of the best ways that I make investments off of those those announcements, they go kaboom.
That's true. Yeah. And those companies are, they're in it for making some money. And a lot of times if they're going to make an investment in crypto or whatever it be, they have a strong prediction. And as usually, you know, I call it a prediction because, you know, it's not actual until it happens. Right. But they know pretty much what's going to happen next. Right. I'm sure they spend millions, if not billions of dollars on market research. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes,
and
sir.
And that's kind of like, well, correct me if I'm wrong. That's kind of what you call smart money, right? When you hear smart money terminology, yes. Follow the smart money. Is that what you're doing? You're following the smart money?
That's exactly correct. It is important to follow things that are, you know, that the companies have enough influence to make these things sustainable. And so one of the ways that I do that as well is I follow the laws that are being formed, because we don't really have a comprehensive framework in America yet, but there are all kind of bills that are being put before the House and being put before the Senate, where they're introducing crypto technology. And, you know, a lot of times, if you dig deep enough, you can find a company that's tied to these things in some way, shape, or form. And so that is another way that you can ensure, you know, following the smart money. You know, what are the banks mm-hmm. doing? You know, yes. Bank of America has, you know, over 100 patents in blockchain. So
banks are even adapting to crypto and even settling transactions on the blockchain, right? Like, I've heard Visa has been doing it too. And this is amazing, man. Oh my gosh. We have so much to unpack about on crypto. I know we can't get it all done soon, but we got to talk about one of the pressing issues right now. Sure. No, I wouldn't even say issues. I would say this is, you know, what's happening right now, right? It could be an opportunity, huge opportunity. We have President Donald Trump, who is declaring himself as a crypto president. That we have never seen this in history before, any president. And then we have his vice president elect invest in crypto. And if you look at all of the, you know, the members of his cabinet who he's nominating right now and appointing, it seems like almost all of them are pro crypto. So what's going on there, and where's the opportunity there, man?
So in relation to his cabinet, he recently elected, you know, he recently announced his pick for the chair of the SEC. You know, Gary Gensler, the current chair, announced that he will be resigning when Trump is inaugurated. And so Donald Trump's new pick for the SEC chair, he actually is on the board of a company called Securitize. And so we mentioned XRP. So Ripple is an investor in this company called Securitize. So that is, I would say, a tremendous, tremendous opportunity where you have a presidential pick for the SEC chair, which is, you know, the most powerful position in the SEC, is on the board of a crypto company.
Wow. My goodness. Is it, but real quick, is there still time to invest in XRP? Is it too late?
Oh, man. I mean, this thing is, we're just getting started. Oh, you know, wow. You talk about, you know, people that may not know what's going on with crypto. You know, the thing is that, yes, most people know about Bitcoin. Most people probably know about Ethereum. And after that, it pretty much, I mean, most, that's just because of the sheer amount of press that it's gotten. They don't know what it actually is functioning for and what it actually is going to be used for. Most people in crypto, a lot of like the crypto, they call them OGs in the crypto world, they're against, they call it centralized cryptos like XRP. And so there is a deep hatred in the crypto world of people, majority of people that really understand crypto, because they think that, you know, crypto is going to be anonymous. They want crypto to be anonymous. But the thing is that, you know, our government will never allow that to happen. Anonymous transactions, they wouldn't get their cut. And that's just the bottom line.
Man, but there's still opportunity, you're thinking, even though, you know, it's a more centralized crypto, it could still be more opportunity.
Oh, definitely.
In the technology.
Without a doubt. You know, yeah. Like I said, there's still not a comprehensive regulatory framework in America. But as you mentioned, with Trump and his pro-crypto cabinet, that is changing very, very fast. And there actually is a regulatory framework in the European Union called the MiCA, the Markets in Crypto Assets. And so it is a complete comprehensive regulatory framework where they have a, you know, exact law set out and laid out for crypto as far as like anti-money laundering and know your customer laws. And that's, you know, one of the biggest things is, you know, making sure that when we're doing these transactions across borders, it does help with, you know, those regulatory issues that could arise from that. But as far as, like you said, the opportunity, America is the biggest, you know, market maker in the world. You know, we're still the reserve currency. The rest of the world depends on our debt. And so that being said, you know, once America does make a regulatory framework that is comprehensive and, you know, we can, one of the things that Donald Trump's pick for SEC chair, he's criticized Gary Gensler's regulation by enforcement of the crypto world. And the reason is because these companies, they don't have a blueprint that they can follow. So they'll make a business and they will ask the SEC, you know, what do I do? How do I follow the law? And they'll come in, they'll meet with them and they'll tell them, you know, what they should do. And then years down the line, after following what they were told to do, they're getting sued by the SEC. And so it's been a very, very weird thing that's been going on. But, you know, that is moving to the wayside with Donald Trump coming into office and establishing a pro-crypto cabinet, as you said. So once this, you know, laws goes into effect, is really going to be where you see the Fortune 500 companies and the banking industry and the institutional traders start to enact using blockchain technology. And because they haven't, you know, had this regulatory framework where they can follow the law and do these things safely, their risk management departments simply won't allow them to use this technology yet. So this is actually one of the first times where retail investors like you and I can actually beat the banks in to a technology. And so very, very exciting because, you know, the trillions and quadrillions of dollars that are being transferred by these mega, you know, Fortune 500 companies and banks, you know, it's just not happening yet. So once that does happen, there's going to be, you know, the asset class is going to transform as far as a value market cap standpoint. So there's still tremendous opportunity.
That's amazing. I'm super excited to see everything that's coming in the crypto space. You know, I'm a crypto investor as well too. And, you know, crypto is currently number two in my investment portfolio. So real estate is still number one, but who knows, you know, with all the gains in this bull run, you know, my crypto might outperform my real estate. It will outperform. I'm sure of that. But yeah, man, so there's so many things we can talk about, man. And we are run out of time, but you know, I know that getting started is one of the most important things, no matter what you do in life. And as you were talking, I remember the story of when I first heard about Bitcoin, and it was back in 2015. I heard about it from a coworker. I was like, this guy's crazy. You know, this is a coworker. He's a sharp guy. You know, he talks about, you know, the Fibonacci sequence and all kind of different things. You know, search up. We don't have time to talk about that if you're listening. And he was talking about, you know, this crypto, you know, I should get into. I was like, you got to be crazy. Like, why would I need digital money? I already have, you know, I have USD. I've got some stocks. I got a bank account that's digital enough. I was like, it don't make any sense. I completely squashed it. This was back in... this was in June of 2015, right? And so, you know, you can do some research and see what the price of Bitcoin was. It was less than $200. I can't remember exactly what it was, right? But it was, you know, it's volatile. It goes up and down. So I had an opportunity to get in right there when he told me about it. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of things that happen in crypto. And in my mind, I was like, well, see, that's why I didn't get into this. You know what I mean? When you see all the different, you know, the clean out, I would say, you know, to get it to where it needs to be right now. Just like, you know, regular fiat, just like money, there's a lot of corruption with regular or traditional fiat as well. But anyway, long story short, I sometimes beat myself up thinking, wow, I should have gotten in 2015. But then I realized that, you know, I can't change the past. I only can change now and the future, right? It's just like the saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is today. So for those who's listening right now and they're thinking about getting into crypto, what are some quick practical steps on how they can get started today?
Well, I mean, just like, you know, you go to college to get a four-year degree for whatever field that you're looking to get into, the most important thing is education. So, you know, I would encourage you to follow our Navigating Crypto Instagram. We give out a lot of valuable information as far as, you know, the laws that are forming and the companies that are making partnerships, you know, as they're happening. We have a history of, you know, calling out these companies forming partnerships the day of. And like I said before, the speed of information is very, very relevant. And we give out a lot of free information on our Instagram. So that would be number one, I would say. But, you know, doing your research is very, very important. You know, I would say get on Twitter and start, you know, typing in cryptocurrency, start typing in blockchain technology, and, you know, follow the rabbit hole and see where it takes you. Because, you know, type in Microsoft crypto or type in Apple crypto, type in, you know, Google crypto, type in Bank of America crypto, and, you know, really start to understand, you know, what is actually happening. There's over the countries that make up 98% of the world's GDP have actually started in some way researching, developing, or have actually implemented, well, researching, developing, testing, or have actually implemented central bank digital currencies. So that's 98% of the world's GDP. The most influential countries in the world are actually transitioning to digital currencies right now as we speak. So I would start researching that and trying to figure out what are the companies that are going to be the ones that are building this framework. And there's pilots, there's sandboxes. The banks are testing this stuff out. And it's important to start really understanding, like, what are the banks doing? You know, what are the stock markets doing? The NASDAQ is deep in blockchain. The stock market is deep in blockchain. The clearinghouses that are, you know, selling your, you know, as someone sells and buys a stock, you know, Swift, money transfer services, you know, they are transferring $250 billion a year. You know, the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, which are the people that facilitate, you know, ownership of stocks as they're bought and sold, you know, and transferred to people's, you know, brokerage accounts. They settled over $250 billion in stock sales, and they're deep in crypto in a thing called Project Ion. And so, you know, these are the things that you want to be looking into. What are the, like Charles said, follow the smart money. You know, we have to follow the things that are sustainable. And, you know, those are the things where they have enough power, they have enough influence, where you can invest in something that you can actually think it's going to be here in the future. And that's what most people's problem is with crypto, is that they just kind of think it's not going to be a thing anymore. And, you know, if it is going to be a thing, you know, how do I know? And so that is a lot of the things that people worry about with investing in crypto, and making sure that their money is safe. And it can be a toss-up at times, but, you know, like I said, following our Instagram page, Navigating Crypto, you can stay up to date with the information.
Absolutely. I love that, man. That's awesome, man. I love, you know, I'm a firm believer. You and I are connected, man. I'm a firm believer that education is number one. I always tell people to get good at anything, you know, three things. Number one, get educated. Number two, get around the right people. And number three, get a coach or mentor. Travis, you guys are amazing. And I know y'all can help with all three of those things. So I highly encourage you to follow Travis and his team. As he mentioned, is Navigating Crypto. You can find them on Instagram and any other platforms as well.
Yeah, well, my personal Facebook page, I give out a lot of information. That's Travis, Travis. PICH. Definitely shoot me a friend request or a follow on there. And yeah, that's pretty much it, really. I do weekly Zoom calls. You know, we'll make those announcements on the Navigating Crypto page, and we give out a lot of free information on those calls as well.
That is awesome, man. Man, it's great to have you on the show. We'll probably have to bring you back some more when things start to get even crazier in the crypto market. And so, Travis, it's always a blessing to talk to you, brother. So thank you so much for being on the show, man.
I just want to give it back to you, Charles. Like I said, it was great to meet you in Texas, and I really appreciate our connection that we made, you know, talking about the things that we talked about, and, you know, also talking about God as well.
So that's right, brother. Absolutely. That was the most important thing that stood out.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, thank you again for having me on, and I look forward to coming back if you'll have me.
All right, man. Well, you have a great day.
All right. You too, sir.